Hi, this is Bob Norp with another one of these audio boos that I like to do every once in a while for the Beancast. And I'm sitting here with Tom Dougherty from Stealing Share, and he's got a lot of great opinions about what's wrong with the focus group model and and ultimately why that leads to bad branding. So, Tom, I mean, you were talking a little bit about this. Bring us up to speed. What's the problem with focus groups?
Well, it's both inherent in the process, and the problem can be found in the name. They're called focus groups. And what that means is that there is a group mentality. And so what you end up with is literally a group of people who act differently from individuals, and yet purchase decisions and preference is an intimate choice. I'll give you an example. We had done some work a while back for a company, I won't mention them right now, and we wanted to do our qualitative work, and we always do one-on-ones. Right. And the reason why we do that is we like to get in front of people and follow the tangents and understand the quality of it before we do the quantitative. We use that to help us to do the real research. It's not projectable. And our client said, well, we don't need to do the qualitative. We can save some money on that. We've already done focus groups. Turns out that we found a really important in our qualitative that we later tested in the quantitative, an important element, a highest emotional intensity that grew their business by 18%. A simple statement that had never shown up in the focus group. Do you know why that is, Bob?
Why?
Because everybody that said it started off with this statement. I know it may sound silly, but no one shares that in a group. Because in group mentality, we never want to appear stupid, ignorant, or silly. And if you think about that, that's the essence of the problem. And you know, focus groups are not research. Research should be projectable to the market as a whole. I can't tell you how many times I have seen clients back in the old advertising world, which I came from before I was involved in the brand element, who have thrown out a terrific concept because a focus group hated it, or have fallen in love with one because a focus group loves it. And I say to them, you've got three groups of 10 people, not projectable to the audience as a whole.
Right.
And you're worried that they don't like that. It's not projectable. If they all love it, it's not projectable. And if neither result is projectable, why are you doing it? That's my question to them is, why is that? I remember one time doing work for Homewood Suites by Hilton. And the ad agency, which we didn't do, the ad agency did the work, and one of the lines in the radio spot was, if you remember, their logo is a wood duck.
Right, right.
And the copywriter wrote this ad that I can't even remember, and he ended it with a statement that said, so go ahead, be the duck. My God, the focus group hated that. They absolutely hated it. And the clients behind these, you know, glass thinking about, we got to strike that out, we can't have that. And I turned to them, I said, wait a minute, it's the only thing they remembered. And you want to take it out. In other words, the more vanilla we can make it, the better it is, when in fact, right, the price of clarity is the risk of offense.
And I love when you were talking a lot about the fact that, you know, focus groups, you know, you're trying to get to the understanding of how the customer feels about your brand that they're never going to communicate in a focus group. I mean, like you gave the example of a beer brand, which will remain nameless, but I mean, you talked about how they spent all this money in research only to find out that people chose that beer because they liked the taste of it.
Right, but what's interesting is that that isn't why they chose the beer, that's what they said.
That's what they said,
that's
exactly.
What they said, that's
and,
right.
And they're not getting to the heart of why people chose the beer. All they're doing is finding out what you already know.
That's
people
right.
Buy beer because they like the taste
well,
of it.
Well, I'll tell clients all the time, and they say, well, focus groups are less expensive than one-on-ones. And they're right. They're just more costly. And they are. They're a lot more costly because they will take you to places that are not revealing and even worse than that, are deceiving.
Right.
So don't do them. If you need qualitative research, hire a firm that understands how to do one-on-one interviews where people can be isolated and you can spend 45 minutes to an hour with individuals.
And you can get to the heart.
That's right.
Get to the
heart. But don't even expect that to be research. Expect that to help them develop the quantitative research
right.
That you want. You see, you need to test things. If customers tell you, if you're a beer company, that the